This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palker. Myanmar's ruling junta says fighting between coup protesters and security forces in Mandalay on Tuesday left four demonstrators dead. A statement says security forces were met with small arms fire and grenades during a raid on a house in the country's second biggest city. In addition to the four dead protesters, whom the junta described as terrorists, 20 members of the raiding party were injured, while eight others were arrested for possession of homemade mines, hand grenades, and small arms. The junta has struggled to put down daily mass demonstrations across Myanmar since overthrowing the civilian government on February the 1st and detaining de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other officials. Iran's president-elect Monday said he would not meet with President Joe Biden, nor negotiate over Tehran's ballistic missile program and its support of religious regional militias, sticking to a hardline position following his landslide victory in last week's election. Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi also described himself as a defender of human rights when asked about his involvement in the 1988 mass execution of some 5,000 people. It marked the first time he's been put on the spot on live TV over that dark moment in Iranian history at the end of the Iran-Iraq War. Asked about a possible meeting with President Joe Biden, Raisi responded simply, "No." The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has dismissed prospects for early resumption of diplomacy with the United States, saying the U.S. expectations for talks would plunge them into greater disappointment. Kim Yo-jong made the comments after U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan described as an interesting signal Kim Jong-un's recent statement that North Korea will be ready for both dialogue and confrontation –